Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. We cover a wide range of topics from common courtesies and communication skills to everyday life interactions, only to name a few. We should all be aware that etiquette truly encompasses every area of our lives. If you are listening live, call 516-418-5894. And now, here is your host, certified speaker, teacher, trainer, author, and coach, known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Today is Sunday, December 13th, 2020, and we are broadcasting from the lovely, beautiful weather today in the 50s, as a matter of fact, Atlanta. So thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening. We certainly do have another special episode in store for you, as we will be discussing depression, okay? I would, first of all, for the benefit of the new listeners, I'd like to answer the question. Our show, the name of it is a question, What is Etiquette Anyway? So I want to just briefly go over that, as I like to do on each time that we're on. And etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. Now, I don't know if that's what you want, but I know that is certainly what I would like. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England, they caught the rules from the French court. And you know what? These rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So kudos out to
There's
Charles
something you can do right now.
And second. So we're really excited for that. Well, once again, we know, we're aware of the stats, and we know that a lot of you out there listening have been depressed about what's going on in our world, and especially at a time, you know, where we generally come together and celebrate with our friends and our loved ones for the holidays. But that's not quite happening, as we all know. You know, it's just not happening for everyone right now. And we know that this is one of the things that can certainly bring on depression. And so we are certainly going to talk about this. And if you yourself are going through a period of depression, it is quite understandable given what a lot of us are facing right now, you know, with the COVID-19 pandemic and everything that surrounds that, and other personal things that we may be going through. So we want you to know that help is here, and we want to encourage you this evening. So stay tuned, and in fact, you can reach out to us. You can join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894, or you can send us a message via email if you'd like, and you can send it to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Also, if you have gone through a state of depression at any time in your life, and you've come through it, we certainly want to hear from you as well. Okay, so if you've experienced any form of depression at any time in your life, we certainly would like for you to just please, by all means, share that. I am sure that your testimony will certainly help someone else who is listening that may be going through it. So testimonies are always very, very powerful. And in addition, would you please just take a second maybe to reach out to someone you know who may need to hear this conversation or who may need to be a part of this conversation. And you can remain anonymous if you'd like. Normally when people are calling in or if they are sending us emails, they usually attach their name. But if you'd like to be anonymous, you can certainly do that. That is no problem whatsoever. Now, during the holidays, of course, 'tis the season to be joyful and jolly and happy and excited. Unfortunately, again, statistics show that a lot of people just are not feeling very joyful at this particular time. I don't know if how many of you may have traveled for Thanksgiving or for the 4th of July, for that matter. Just it seems like during this particular time, all of the holidays pretty much. I mean, we've just never seen anything like this before. So it has sidelined a lot of travel and a lot of gatherings altogether. But we certainly do, again, hope that you hear something this evening that will encourage you and will uplift your spirit, okay? Because that is certainly our aim on this evening, okay? Well, listen, I want to introduce my illustrious panelists, and they are certainly no stranger to our show. In fact, they are both with me quite regularly, and that is Pastor Emmanuel Williams and our therapist, Dawana Swift. So I want to go ahead and bring both of them on. And hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? Happy Sunday to you.
Good. Great. Happy Sunday to you, too.
Thank you so much. And Pastor Williams, how are you this evening?
I'm fine. Blessed of the Lord.
Well, amen.
Glad to be a part of your program.
Well, it is always a delight to have you on, have both of you on.
Yes.
And once again, you are no stranger, unless you're just listening to our show for the first time. Pastor Emmanuel Williams and our therapist, Dawana Swift. Oh, it's always so great to have them on, and you'll find out if you've never heard them speak before. And I want to just kind of thank you all in advance for the information and for all of those that you are going to, you know, bless and minister to on this evening. I want to start with Dawana. Can you just talk about, I mean, what is the actual clinical definition, if you will, of depression?
Okay, so the clinical definition is major depressive disorder. So that's also called clinical depression. So it's a mental health disorder characterized by persistently depressed mood, loss of interest in activities, and causing significant impairment in daily life. And that's according to our diagnostic and statistical manual.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Can you just go ahead and begin identifying some of the symptoms of depression? You know, some people might think, well, you know, I just haven't been feeling well for a long time, or, you know, I don't know if I'm technically depressed or not. And so if you would, just identify some of the symptoms, if you would.
Okay, so in adults, it's a persistent and intense feeling of sadness, So it's for an extended period of time. Because, you know, a lot of people, we all get sad sometimes. But this type of sadness is for an extended period. And you just can't seem to shake it. And so it can be a combination of psychological factors, physical factors, and environmental factors. So all of that can just have a big influence on each other, and it can lead to some depressive symptoms. Yeah, it could be caused by a lot of different things. It could be the loss of someone. It could be experiencing abuse. So it could be caused by a lot of different things, but it's an extended period of sadness that one will have. And some of the other symptoms are it just that sadness lasts for more than 2 weeks. You feel a loss of interest in activities that you would normally do. You have difficulty concentrating, difficulty making decisions, difficulty sleeping, or sometimes you may oversleep. You don't want to get up or get out of bed, maybe go to work or go to school. So it's a can be very, you're being very tired. Could also be you're having thoughts of harming yourself or even suicide. In kids, now that sadness can be irritability. It could be kids who are clinging to their parents. They could have a lot of worry. They could, you know, express that they're worried about different things all the time. They could say that they have a lot of body aches, what we call somatic symptoms. So those are just different, stomach ache, a headache. Those things are those somatic symptoms they may be having all the time. Being underweight or being overweight. Some teens may experience anger. So the depression will kind of look like they may just be really irritable or angry, but underneath that anger is a sad depression. They may feel really sensitive to things. Any little small thing you say may really set them off. It could lead to drugs and alcohol abuse. And they may also have engaged in some self-harm or avoidance of interacting with their friends and family. So those are some of the symptoms for the children, the adults, and then the teens.
And, of course, I know we did some shows during our Be Encouraged series. I think we ended up doing 40 shows in that particular series. And we had a lot of definitely comments and feedbacks regarding depression in children. And, of course, we know that a lot of this has been coming and continues to come because the children are not actively really socializing their friends, because most of them are still online learning. And so I remember that we spoke about a lot of that, and I'm glad that you certainly addressed the children because we continue to receive, you know, information and comments from children regarding, children and parents as well, regarding the depression, and a lot of their depression has been going on for quite some time. I even heard from one of the parents, or one of my former parents, actually, that reached out and was stating that their child just really was going through an absolute awful depression. And this is a child that was just very extremely bright since kindergarten. And so that just goes to show you that has really nothing to do with anything when it comes to, you know, having the symptoms of depression and feeling like that you're alone, and because those are some of the things that she had explained to the parents, that she didn't have any friends anymore and she couldn't see her friends and things of that nature. So I'm glad that you certainly brought that up. I know that the main reason that we targeted this particular show, because we know that a lot of people have not traveled. They didn't get a chance to go, especially Thanksgiving, which is generally the largest travel day of the year. They call it the most popular holiday in which people actually travel to be with their families. And I want to read this. I want to start with this one message. It says, Ms. Donna, thank you for doing this show. I am a single parent to three children, ages 7, 14, and 19. We have all been depressed because we were not able to travel to see my parents for Thanksgiving, nor will we be going for Christmas. I have been trying to be very strong for my kids. We are around each other all day, every day. It's pretty tough. We have not gone to counseling, but I would like some advice on how I can counsel them. I'm interested in hearing from your therapist and pastor. I am also a woman of faith, and this comes from the Glick family in Rhode Island. And so if you would like to address that first, and then I'm going to bring Pastor Williams into the conversation as well, since she's wanting to hear from both sides. So she's a single parent of three children, so she's trying to do her best to be strong for her children.
Right, right. That's so good. I'm glad she brought that up because there's so many families going through this. The kids are out of their element. They are not able to interact with their peers the way they used to. And socializing with your peers is a big part of growing up, a big part of having fun and learning how to interact with others. That's just all missing. So you get most of that, you know, when you're that young with your other peers who are your age. So I think that her reaching out is great, and she came to the right source. I have some numbers and things I will tell her later on in the show, but these are crisis numbers, and these are numbers you can call. And once you call them, they can lead you to therapists in your area. You can also call your doctor. Your doctor may have a list of therapists in your area. Reaching out for individual therapy or family therapy. I would suggest also doing activities at home together. I know you're missing out on seeing your family members, so maybe doing some artwork, doing drawings, writing letters to family ones who you've missed seeing. That would be great. If you don't have to travel far away, if you're not traveling by plane or something like that, then you can just drive by and hold up signs in the window so that they can see. So all those are fun little activities that kids and family members can do just to stay creative, to stay active. I suggest playing games at home. It's always good to do that. Family fun games, board games. You have Monopoly. There's all kinds of games you can get to play at home. I'm watching movies, having family movie night. So letting kids get involved in picking the movie. Each person picks a different movie each week or something. So there's different things you can do, doing exercise. You can do exercise on Zoom now. You can go outside. It's always good to go outside when there's a beautiful day and just be in the sun. You can wear your mask. You can go for a walk. So you can do some things together and just to get away and break the routine and monotony of doing the same things over and over. But reaching out for counseling is also really good. Oh, and I also want to say, talking to your pastor. She said she was a woman of faith, so reaching out to your pastor, your church family, that would be wonderful to do because they will also have resources, and there are going to be family members in your church who will also want to probably interact with you, and maybe you all can do Zoom family meetings or get-togethers. So that would be another option.
Great. Thank you for that. And I'm going to bring Pastor Williams in to speak to her as well. So, Pastor Williams, what would you say to her and her family?
Well, I think it's providential that you are having this subject on this night because we are also in the midst of our Christmas season. And I say providential because even without the virus and the restrictions or the impact it has had on our lives, there's a wealth of information that says that during the Christmas season, there is an increase in depression on the part of people. And you might find that difficult to understand, but it seems as though because of all of the gaiety, all of the singing, all of the partying, all of the bright lights and what have you, that impacts certain people in a negative way. I first encountered it at the hospital where I was serving as the chaplain when a person in personnel asked me to come and speak to employees about how to face the challenges of the psychological challenges of Christmas and the holidays. So on top of the effects of COVID, we are also in the midst of the holiday season, and so this is a complex issue, and it requires both psychological and, I say, spiritual resources to help people cope with this. Speaking about the spiritual side, again, there are scriptures in the Bible that provide us a basis for seeking spiritual resources in the midst of depression. Certainly, Paul's words in his letter to the Philippians, where he said, "Be anxious for nothing, but with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, make your request known to God." So, from a New Testament standpoint, we find that we are called, we are encouraged, we are invited to seek God, seek spiritual resources to help us deal with the anxieties of life wherever, regardless of what source they may be. When you look at the Old Testament, you will find where, again, those individuals who were experiencing psychological or emotional difficulties were encouraged to seek the Lord. Many of David's psalms express the fact that he is going through an emotional crisis, and in the course of that psalm, he takes time to say that he will seek the Lord concerning this matter so he can have victory over it. So there is a basis. Now, on the practical side, for the woman who sent the email, I would just add to what has already been said that she has an opportunity to, I would encourage her to pray with her children, to find certain specific scriptures that speak to putting our trust in God. And that's something that can be done on a daily basis, can be done in the home. It doesn't require any degree in theology. It's just a simple act of encouraging the children to trust God, that God is able to help them get through this situation, this emotional or psychological situation which they are experiencing. And in conjunction with therapy and psychologists, this is just another tool that can be used or a resource that is available to help people. So she has expressed the fact that she is a woman of faith. I would encourage her, along with seeking professional help, also to just rely on what the scripture says and encourage your children to read. Read to your children or have them read. Encourage your children to pray or you pray with them. But those are spiritual strategies that you can use to help deal with this challenge that is before you. Period. Go ahead.
Thank you for that, and so I hope that certainly does help and encourage you and that was from the Glick family. I know that in my in our life group this morning, one of my takeaways from our actual lesson and that I wanted to share with everyone is that if you are going through a difficult or challenging season in your life, you know, we're talking about right now, and a lot of us, you know, are certainly are. And I do want to remind you, though, that God himself will wipe away every tear from your eye, and he is also our very present help in trouble right now. And, of course, you know, you can certainly receive his strength now. So do want you to know that. I certainly wanted to share that with you. I want to start picking up some of our callers on the phone. I'm going to identify you by the last four digits in your phone number, and then you will know that I am referring to you, and you can certainly offer your comments. And if you would like to join the conversation, you may go ahead and do that as well. Our number is 516-418-5894. 516-418-5894. Feel free to share and let us know if you have a question and you might be in a depressive state at this particular time, or if you've gone through depression at any particular time in your life and how you made it through. And so we do want to hear from you about that. And I am so sorry. I beg your pardon. We're actually down at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to take a quick break, then we're going to come back. We're going to go directly to the phone. So I'm going to invite you all to stay tuned. You can take an opportunity to reach out to someone who may want to be a part of this conversation. We'll be right back.
The doctor told Evelyn, "I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is you have a tumor on your brain. The good news is the tumor is not cancerous." These words change Evelyn Cartwright's life forever. Will you choose to believe what God's word has to say about what you are facing, or will you choose to believe other sources? She and her amazing testimony was featured nationally on the 700 Club Christian Broadcasting Network. Follow her journey in her book titled, "I Know What It Looks Like, But I Choose to Believe God," by Evelyn Cartwright. This is a small book with a huge message. Send your speaking and book order requests to efb1762@gmail.com. That's efb1762@gmail.com.
Are you looking for a fabulous voice? You found it here on MissDonnaSpeaks.com. Miss Donna's voice is one of a kind to fit any voiceover need for sure. The mission is to provide the voice you need to help your message stand apart from the rest. Believable is the first word that comes to most clients' mind when describing Miss Donna's voice. Miss Donna is available for script writing, on-hold and phone messaging systems, interactive voice response, live announcing, MC, commercials, narrations, audiobooks, documentaries, talk show hosting, and e-learning. Whether you are a brand new business, existing corporation, or entrepreneur, MissDonnaSpeaks.com is the right voice and choice for you. Customers are so busy that many times they don't have a lot of time to visit your website, but they will take 30 to 90 seconds to click and hear your commercial. Reach customers quickly with your professionally written and produced commercial, and not only will they be impressed, but also excited to do business with you. Your project will be delivered on budget and on time. Contact Miss Donna for all of your voiceover needs. www.missdonnaspeaks.com, www.missdonnaspeaks.com. Make the best choice. Hire Miss Donna's voice. According to the American Diabetes Association, the strongest evidence for diabetes prevention comes from the Diabetes Prevention Program, or DPP, demonstrated that an intensive lifestyle intervention could reduce the incidence of type 2 diabetes by 58% over 3 years.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Okay, we are back, and we are talking about depression. We're having a good conversation about depression. If you have experienced it and you have gotten over it or gone through it to the, gotten to the other side, we want to hear from you as well. I'm going to go to the phones. I will identify you by the last four digits in your telephone number. You'll know I'm speaking with you. I'm going to extension 5614. Extension 5614. Thanks for calling. What is Etiquette Anyway? Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hi. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Happy Sunday to you.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you. And so we're just having a conversation. We're seasoned and depression, symptoms of depression, how to actually deal with it. And so you were wanting to share.
This is Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn.
Ms. Donna, this is Evelyn.
Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely.
I don't have a lot to say, but I can testify about what God did for me pretty much when I was diagnosed with a tumor on my brain. In the very beginning, I was down. It shocked me so bad that I pretty much forgot that I even had faith in God. And so I think that the first thing is you got to have God on your side, because without God, I don't know how people make it, you know. You have to have him in your life, and once you have God in your life, that you're already a leg up if you just have God in your life, because he can help you get through any situation. He can do whatever you think is impossible is possible with God. So even if you're in a bad situation, or if you're experiencing some bad things, experiencing things you've never experienced before, I think that if you have God on your side, then you're already ahead of the game.
Absolutely. And I know that you said that you had a tumor. And Evelyn, just absolutely. And I know you have certainly an amazing testimony, an amazing testimony. And I know you said that in the beginning that you were kind of down. And some people might be thinking, well, what do you mean by that? Some of them may be thinking, oh, I think I would have been more than kind of down. So can you kind of explain to them what you mean by that, for those who just may be wondering, like, wow, she sounds like she really is strong.
Okay, well, I think it was so devastating. It was such a shock to hear those words, you have a tumor. And then after hearing that I had a tumor, the next thing I hear is that the tumor is inoperable. So to hear those words about yourself is a devastating thing. And so for a minute, I was not focusing on God or what I knew God could do, but my focus was on what the doctors had said and their diagnosis. That's where my focus was. But a couple of weeks after I got the diagnosis, God brought something back to my remembrance, And about 2 weeks before I was diagnosed, the Lord had spoke to me and said that your letter shall be greater. And I said, God, if my letter shall be greater, then that means that I can't die because I have to see that. And so that kind of snapped me out of where I was and put me on the track back to my faith, back to my belief in God. And so when I got back to my faith, I was able to come up with a way to just hold on to it. And so during the midst of that, God gave me a word, and that word comforted me. And it says, I know what it looks like, but I choose to believe God. So I know what the situation looks like. I know what it looks like, and it doesn't look good, but in spite of what it looks like, I still choose to believe God. So that's, I think that's where we have to get to, a place where we're not so concerned about what it looks like, but we can only do that by having faith in God. You have to really have faith in God to not worry so much about what things look like, but just choose to believe what God says, what his word says about your situation. And that's not always easy, of course, but it is possible. You can get to that point, because I did. I got to that point where I just, no matter what anybody said to me, no matter what the doctor said, I believed God. And God kept sending me so many confirmations about how he was going to heal me, and God did just what he said. He healed me from an inoperable tumor on my brain. And not only that, recently I suffered a stroke. Went into the hospital not knowing that I had suffered two strokes previously. And so that was the third stroke. And God healed within 2 months. I was out of the wheelchair. I was off of the walker. I was off of the cane. I was walking on my own. My hand had been restored where it was paralyzed. My voice was back where my speech had been slurred. So I just believe that if you can believe God, all things are possible.
Wow. Wow, I am so glad that you reached out, because I know a lot of people need to hear this. And in fact, you will be back on next week, because we want to hear your full testimony. I know you wrote a book. In fact, we just ran the commercial on commercial break. Yeah. I'm so glad that you reached out, and I'm sure our listening audience certainly wants to hear more from you. But audience, we will certainly have her back on the show on next week, so she can share with us her full amazing testimony. And I'm sure that Pastor Williams, I'm going to bring him on here, and I'm sure he's probably sitting on the edge of his seat, and he wants to kind of just jump in this conversation too. Pastor Williams, wow. Wow.
Well, this is certainly an example of a spiritual resource and the reality of faith and the work of faith. This involves the supernatural. And so there, by virtue of what the scripture says, we know that people were healed in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. A major portion of Jesus' ministry was praying for and healing people while he was here on earth. And then the apostles, the epistles to the churches, tell us about praying for the sick. So, certainly our faith can open up a avenue for us to receive a supernatural healing from God. And this woman's testimony certainly supports that. It doesn't happen all the time, and I don't have an explanation for that, but it is there. And you've heard the words of this woman speaking of her own experience. And I would just say that in addition to professional help by counselors, and in addition to professional help from ministers, the individual faith of an individual, at the individual faith of men and women, can also bring about a divine or supernatural response to the problem that they are dealing with. And so it is something for people to recognize the reality of it and certainly seek God as this woman did in the midst of her difficulty. One of the biblical examples, going back to the issue of depression, I wanted to quote a scripture from 1 Samuel where it says, it's about David. David had just taken his band of soldiers out to fight a battle, and when they came back to their home base, they found it had been burned by their enemies. And all of the family, the women and children, had been taken away as captives. And it says, David, so David and his men wept aloud until they had no strength left to weep. David's two wives had been taken. David was greatly distressed because the men were talking about stoning him. Each one was bitter in their spirit. But then it says here, but David found strength in the Lord his God. David called for the priest that was with him, and he offered up a prayer and asked God what should he do, and God instructed him on how to bring about a victory over his enemy. But here we have an actual story of David experiencing depression over the situation that faced him, a very real situation, both the loss of his family and plus the threats of his men. But here's the key word. But David inquired of the Lord. I want to go back to that one. But David found strength in the Lord his God. And that is 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter and the 6th verse. And so I would offer that as a resource for people and an illustration for people to consider when they are facing emotional troubles in their life. If they have a religious faith belief, then that is certainly the time to exercise that belief.
And callers, thank you so much for your patience. We're going to continue to pick up your calls, and thank you again. Wow. Okay. Let's see. Again, I will identify the last four numbers in your phone number. Extension 7327, extension 7327. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, I had, go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say welcome to our conversation, and we'll be more than happy to hear what you have to share.
Yeah, I was, I'm actually from Cleveland, so I had, God had sent me to Arizona, so I had packed up and left everything behind, my family and my job and everything, and then I got to Arizona, and I ended up going through a divorce, which was just, it took me into, like, depression, and the only thing that I know that I can do is I had to seek God, like my life depended on it, because later after my divorce, I ended up, being attacked spiritually, and then I started having suicidal thoughts to the point where I sat down actually and wrote a letter out at the table. And I tell you, the only thing that got me through it was just I had to read the word like I was eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I had to pray like I never prayed before. It was only by the grace of God that I kept my right mind, because I tell you, I felt like I was losing my mind. And I remember one day out of my sleep, I heard the song in my spirit, Mercy Said No, Sin Can Never Take Control. And I got on my knees and I just started crying, because it was just horrendous for me to leave out, do the will of God, leave everything I know, and then come to a place that I knew nobody, and for me to end up being divorced, and then I went through my divorce. And then I felt like I was losing my mind. But like I said, to go back to say the only reason why I made it through was the grace of God. And I had to continue to stay in the word, continue to pray, seek God, because my life really depended on it. It really did. And that's my testimony.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing. And if you all are just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We are talking about depression. We're hearing some phenomenal testimonies regarding depression. We are hoping that you are hearing something that will encourage you. And you can certainly join the conversation as well. The number is 516-418-5894. The number again, 516-418-5894. And again, I want to thank you so much. Thank you all for sharing. I know that there's someone out there that this is really, really helping, that may be going through something right now and just on the verge of really not knowing what to do. And so that's why it's always so important to share our testimonies, because there's someone out there that really needs to hear it. And I thank you so much for sharing. I'm going to hold you over as well, okay? And those of you that have sent messages, I'm also going to get to our messages as well. I promise we did extend the show out a little because we wanted to make sure that we can certainly address our callers and address the messages as well. I'm going to pick up another live caller right now. Extension 4169, extension 4169. I'll identify you by the last four digits of your number. Hello. Okay, they may just be listening right now, which that is perfectly fine. I'm going to go to another message. It says, Miss Donna Etiquette Lady, I don't want to give my name, but I have been so depressed over the last few months that I'm not sure how to deal with it. I don't want to reach out for traditional counseling. What's your advice? My faith has been shaken. Anonymous in Atlanta. Well, my advice is to have you speak with our panelists here. I'm going to bring on, I'm going to actually go back to our therapist, DeWanna, and then I'm going to go back to the pastor. DeWanna.
Yes.
I'm going to let you address that question first. Of course, she said she's not sure, you know, how to deal with it. And she doesn't want to reach out for traditional counseling. So I'm not quite sure exactly what that means, but I assume that you probably know what she's referring to. And she's just saying that over the last few months that she's been, you know, very depressed. So what would you say to her?
I would say, well, it's good she's reaching out and contacting you. That's good. That shows that she doesn't want help. It's a call for help. So that's really good. I have a Georgia crisis line number that she can call. If she didn't want to go in for traditional therapy to be seen in a counseling center or in a counselor's office, she can always call someone on the phone. That way she's anonymous. No one can see her, and she can just talk. So there's different lines for you to do that if you want. And that Georgia crisis and access line. Excuse me?
Oh, I was going to say, Georgia, can you go ahead and give those numbers out? That will be fine.
Okay, yes. So the Georgia crisis and access line is 1-800-715-4225. Again, that's 1-800-715-4225. So you can call them and just talk to them, and they will, you know, try to address your needs. And they'll just be a good listener for you. If you need additional help, they'll get you that additional support as well.
Okay. Excuse me, Dawana, thank you for that.
Also,
but we have, Dawana, can I interrupt you just for a second? Because
okay,
we have listeners that are listening from different parts of the country. So do you know if there's a national number that they can, one can reach? I know she's in Atlanta because she just said she was in Atlanta. I know someone's from Ohio and some of the other states. So don't know if there is a national crisis line that they...
There's a national suicide prevention line, and that number is 1-800-273-8255. Again, that's 1-800-273-8255. And then there's a crisis, the crisis center. That number is 205-323-7777. Again, that number is 205-323-7777.
The crisis center line. And what was the national suicide line? Repeat that, please.
The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, that one is 1-800-273-8255.
Okay. I will also post these numbers at the conclusion of the show as well. Excuse me. Okay. And so I wanted to make sure that you had completed your point that you were making for her.
Okay, I was just going to say she can also reach out to family and friends, someone whom she trusts in her family that she really feels comfortable talking to. She can reach out to a family member or just a good friend for some support if she didn't want to go to counseling. But I would really suggest that she call one of those crisis numbers, and they can really help too. And it really is, she said that she was about to lose her faith, and that's really hard. Because our previous callers were showing, you know, they were saying, they were trying to encourage you, just have your faith. So I want to encourage her to just to keep having her faith in God, because we all get all of our knowledge from God. So we do have to just hang on, keep reading the scriptures, reach out to your pastor and minister if you can, reach out to family and friends, and you can also call those crisis numbers.
Wonderful, and thank you for that. And I'm going to go back for a second to Pastor Williams. As you heard her say as well, she said that her faith has been shaken, you know, by this. So what would you also suggest her as well? Or is there anything in addition?
Yeah. She's experiencing the emotional effects of these circumstances and the depression or the anxiety. And so I would encourage her to contact her church, or specifically the pastor, that she can speak with someone who can help her with the faith issue and give her words of encouragement, pray with her that she can experience or regain her strength in her faith. So that can be done, and that's done on a one-on-one arrangement. And by virtue of the fact that she is a woman of faith, that's where I would encourage her, to do, along with what the therapist has already said about making available 1-800 numbers where she can talk with someone and get their professional advice. But I say for people who do have a faith that this could be a two-pronged attack on the emotional distress that they are encountering. And between the two, I believe they will find an answer. They will be encouraged to the extent that they can overcome what they are going through.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Here's one that says, Miss Donna, I was so excited when I read that Pastor Williams and therapist Juana were joining you today. I want them to know that the last they were on, they really helped my family members. It was the Be Encouraged show. Thank you for having them on and thank them for me and my family. And this is thank you, the Dirk family in Alpharetta. Thank you for sharing that, and I certainly do appreciate that, as I am sure that they do as well. It's always I'm always delighted having them come on to share. I'm going to address another email, then I'm going to go back to the phone lines. And everybody, thank you so much for your patience. We're certainly, I promise you're going to get to you this evening. Here's one that says, let's see, I'm getting some feedback, so I'm going to do something for a couple of the lines here. Okay, so, Ms. Donna, my dad seems very depressed because his mom is not well, and we weren't able to visit her on Thanksgiving. My mom says she's praying for him to get better, but my aunt wants him to go see a therapist. My aunt said prayer and counseling will be meaningful and helpful. I'm not giving our names, but I'm 12 years old. Thank you. Okay, so this 12-year-old is trying to figure out a way to be able to help his dad. So who wants to address that first? Devonna, you want to address that first?
Okay. Well, I certainly think prayer is good. I encourage everyone to do that, and counseling as well. I think they're both great. You know, we all get our knowledge with the support, the help of God. So our ability to do research, to study, all of that comes from God. All the things that we learn comes from God. So, of course, prayer and reading the scriptures, going to your pastor, that is wonderful. And those are great things to do. I also think counseling is. You do have some spiritual counselors as well. You have some therapists who are counselors of different faiths. So you can seek out those particular counselors as well if you don't want the regular therapist. So I think you should do both. I think they're great.
What happened?
Pastor, are you still there? Okay. Pastor, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, wonderful. Did you want to speak to the 12-year-old?
Yeah, this is where the need for going to someone, it could be a relative, but it could be a paraprofessional, could be a church person, but when you have, let's say, conflicts as to what is the best approach. that's when I would encourage people to seek an outside source. In other words, if you have a family dilemma and one says this and the other says that, and they're in opposition to one another, that is really a time when you need some outside support, outside counsel, someone who can look at the problem objectively as well as spiritually. But again, yeah, emphasize, I look at the problem objectively and then provide input to the parties that are involved. And so rather than trying to sort the thing out yourself, seek someone that is known, that is an authority, that has a reputation. And that could be a friend, or that could be a church member, but somebody who can look at the problem objectively and provide guidance on this. But what the therapist has said already is the answer. And it's unfortunate that this matter involves the 12-year-old is the one who is bringing this up. But it appears that at least the 12-year-old has seized the need for outside intervention. And so I would second that, some help outside of the family in resolving the matter and providing the necessary help for the father.
Thank you for that. And I want to certainly say thank you so much to the 12-year-old who had the courage to send that in, and also who is trying to actually see the situation and is trying to handle it or receive some type of guidance so that it can be handled. So I think that's wonderful. In case you all are just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show, and we're having a very meaningful conversation this evening regarding depression. And if you would like to contribute to the conversation, you may certainly do that. You can certainly, it's not too late, you can join us, 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894. We are going to, so I'm going to go back to the phones. I'm going to identify you by the last four digits of your telephone number, and you can certainly, you're certainly welcome to share with us what may be on your heart, what may be on your mind at this particular time. Extension 3504. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
All right. Doing good. How about yourself?
Doing well. Thank you so much.
And having a great conversation.
Mm-hmm. Go right ahead. Yeah, go right ahead. We welcome your comments.
Thank you. I would like to thank the Lord for the testimonies that I heard. And we had been through some storm damages, and we had some trees down on the property, and we had damage to the house. And I admire Pastor Williams and the callers to what they have been testifying. I know what they've been through and everything, because I have had some hard time with my life, you know, like sickness and my heart. And what I would like to say is, through our property on the cleanup part, I had a minister. He was helping me out here, and he was cutting it. I told him to cut the tree out the backyard. Well, he cut the tree off of the fig tree out the garden bush, and I was out there helping him. And my wife was concerned about me because I wasn't supposed to be lifting because of my pacemaker. And I was out there moving the limbs that he cut and everything. I never have been a man that scared to dirty my hands and stuff. So if you work, I would do just as much as you do myself, because this is my duty. And so I was just gonna ask Pastor William at this time, if he's available. He went, the guy that I had cutting the tree, he went back, he measured his chain, said his chain was too short, so I went and got my saw and let him use my saw. So when he done, he changed the bolt. His saw had one bolt missing, so he changed the bolt on my saw, took one of my bolts off and put on his saw, and put my saw in his pickup and used his saw. So he took my saw with him. So the Lord gave me that he had my saw because my saw wasn't wool. It was new. His saw was wool and it wasn't cut. So call his high, but he didn't answer. So later on he called me back. He said, "Oh, I'm sorry. He said, "How you been doing?" I said, "Well, Thanksgiving I had to go to the emergency room. I had some muscle spasms in the back of my neck, and so they gave me a shot and gave me 3 prescriptions. So Thanksgiving I couldn't get on field because all the drugstore were closed." So he called me back, and so I told him, I said, "You got my soul, and I got your soul." He said, "No, my soul has a bolt missing. Your soul have a bolt missing." I said, "No, you don't have a bolt missing, but I said, you got my soul." So
I'm sorry. I can tell that bothered you. So I know you said you wanted to ask Pastor Williams a question, right?
Yes, ma'am. I wanted to ask him, what would he do else? I mean, I prayed about it. I asked the Lord to bless him and everything because he was a minister. Okay. He ain't supposed to be taking stuff.
Let's see what Pastor Williams thinks about it. Pastor Williams, you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
What do you think about it, Pastor Williams?
Well, certainly, it's a problem. So how do you solve the problem? And does this man, is it your opinion, this man does not want to give you back your saw?
Yes, sir. That's it. That's the way I feel about it. He thinks that he's taking a $350 saw. He had a steel as well. But the thing over there, his steel is about wore out. He think my head is screw on. I mean, I might be a little smarter than him because I'm a man of God too.
Do you still have the original sales ticket when you bought it?
Well, I have them somewhere, but I wasn't prepared for this to happen. And I told him, I said, "You can use mine." So he swapped with me. I mean, I trusted him, and he taken my saw and put it in his truck, and then he took his saw and sawed the wood. So he left my saw laying on the ground and took my saw home. So
yeah.
And I asked him, I said, bring my saw back, and I took his saw to the shop and spent $42. Trying to get that chain sharpened, I guess it might need a chain. I don't know, but I smell something burning when you fly here.
Right. I'm sorry. So that sounds like that upset you, and you got a little depressed about that. So Pastor Williams is going to tell you real quick what he thinks.
I get a little depressed because I prayed for him, and I asked the Lord to bless him. With his richest blessing, because I don't want to do anything stupid, you know, because if I know if I do something to him, the police will get me.
Mm-hmm. So let's see what Pastor Let's see what Pastor has to say, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Number one, we pray about it and ask God for wisdom. Number two, I would try to see if I could find the sales receipt purchase of mine, which should have some identifying information on it that would identify it as the saw that belonged to you.
Amen.
Pardon?
Amen. I do have some papers belonging to that saw, and mine hasn't been used.
Yeah, and if I had, okay, and if you're able to, since you do have that, then I would make an appointment to see him again and take your paper with it and say, you know, this paper identifies this saw as belonging to me. It's not yours.
Amen.
And I would take his saw back with me and say, we need to exchange. Now, if he fails to do that, then one of your recourses would be to go to the Better Business Bureau and see what assistance they could offer or what advice they would offer you. But you are certainly right in the fact that you don't want to do anything physically to him. You don't want to do anything violent. Because you would end up then being the one who would get in trouble. And you
Amen.
Still wouldn't get
that's
back.
It. That's it.
So you want to first seek God and get his wisdom. And I would, since you do have your bill of sale, I would pray and ask God, should I make an appointment to go see him? And if the man agrees to an appointment, pray before you go and say, Lord, I'm asking you to bring resolution to this matter. Go before me. Give me favor with this individual that he will be willing to return my saw and accept his back.
Yes, sir.
And also ask God to give you the right temperament so that you do not go up with an angry attitude that would add fuel to the fire. You want to go up in a loving, friendly way and treat him with respect, but endeavor to press the claim that he has your saw. So
Amen.
That's how I would encourage you to respond to this situation.
Wonderful.
Yes,
thank you. Thank you so much for sharing.
You.
And Pastor, Pastor Williams, thank you too for that response. I think that's a great idea. Well, we are certainly coming to thank you all for your patience. We are we're trying to make sure we get to everyone. Extension 8197, extension 8197. Hello.
No one
Okay, let's try that again. I don't know if they were coming. Hello. Thanks for calling What Is Etiquette Anyway. Extension 8197. Okay, they could be just simply listening, which that is fine too. Extension 5681. Extension 5681. Hello? Okay. All right. So they could be just simply listening, which that's fine. Oftentimes, if there's no access to listening online, then they will call and listen. So that's perfectly fine. Okay. So I'm just trying to make sure we haven't missed anyone. Here's one. It says, Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna, I have listened to your show for 4 years now, and I enjoy it because it is so uplifting. With prayer, I am getting through this pandemic because of listening to uplifting conversations that you have on your show. Thank you for what you do, and have a Merry Christmas. This comes from Lionel in Cleveland, Ohio. Lionel, thank you so much for that. I certainly do appreciate it, and that's what we certainly try to do with this show, is to uplift and encourage as well. There is another one. Let me see. That one says, hello. Once again, I tried to follow your show, and it prompted me to start a show. Is there a way to follow? And we've received these comments quite a lot. And actually, I did reach out to the Blog Talk people, and they basically, their response was that in order to follow this show, that you can only do it if you have another show on Blog Talk. Okay, so I didn't really understand that. You probably don't either. But thank you for trying. I'm grateful to have social media and to do e-blast and text blast. So I'm grateful that we can still be able to communicate and let people know that we are on. I'm going to go ahead and round back to our therapist, DeWanna, and see if you have any final thoughts for our listeners. I believe we may be able to begin to wrap up.
Okay. So I would only like to say that depression is very serious, and if you know of anyone who's experiencing it, or if you're experiencing it yourself, where you're just feeling really sad and you can't shake it and you feel having these symptoms for weeks and weeks, then seek counseling. Seek counseling. Like we said before, you can also seek spiritual guidance. You can go to your pastor. You can go to people in your church family for some support. You can also call the crisis line for support. There is help available, and I think some of the coping skills we've gone over, reading the scriptures over and over, just filling your mind with that, and we heard some of the callers say they received miracles from that, so that is great, and I would encourage you to do that. We sometimes have to do different things and add different things, such as calling a counselor and doing more activities and getting involved in exercising and getting outside and interacting with others. So socializing with others is a big factor. Filling your mind with healthy things, filling your body with healthy things, and interacting with positive people and people who are going to encourage you. I would suggest that, and call for help if you need to, with those numbers that I gave you. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much, DeWanna. I'm going to give those numbers again in case you all may have joined a little late or you didn't have an opportunity to jot those down. The National Suicide number is 1-800-273-8255, 1-800-273-8255, and the Crisis Center number that she gave a little bit earlier is 205-323-7777, 205-323-7777. And again, thank you so much for that. I'm going to go to Pastor Williams and let you give us, if you would, some final thoughts as well.
Well, everything that DeWanna has said is certainly relevant and helpful and addresses the issues that we have been discussing this evening regarding depression. Number one, depression can be experienced by anybody. It is not restricted to just a certain group. All of us are vulnerable at times to experience circumstances in our life that will result in the symptoms of depression. And so therefore the question, so it's not a question of saying, well, I'm not vulnerable, or I never have that happen to me. If that is the case, you're blessed. But it's not because you are somebody special. It's just that either you don't recognize it or those circumstances haven't come into your life just yet. But when they do, or when you recognize that your emotional status is not as it should be, you find that you're not as interested in activities as you used to be, or you are withdrawn, you isolate yourself, whatever it may be, that is time to seek help. I'll say very few people are able to overcome depression by themselves. At the minimum, they need to talk to friends, professionals, and certainly to God. And so I would encourage anyone who is experiencing any kind of emotional distress to consider, who am I going to help seek in order to get some help? Once again, the scripture is very clear. The Apostle Peter says in his letter, he says, cast all of your cares on him, referring to God, because he cares for you. And there is a benefit for those who have faith to approach God with their concerns, asking for his help in overcoming them. And I encourage you to, if you have difficulty with that, hopefully you have a pastor or a Christian relative or friend who can be of help to you. Okay, Donna.
Thank you so much for that. And I certainly want to just take the moment to applaud both you and Dawana. We so appreciate you spending time and sharing, you know, the information and encouraging those that have been listening. And in case you may have joined the show late, no worries. You can go back and listen to the entire show, as all of our shows. So you can certainly will be able to do that. Again, thank you so much for listening, for supporting our show. Those who send messages and contact us live, we're just very delighted that you are a part of our What Is Etiquette Anyway family. We appreciate it when you certainly tell your friends and family about our show and invite them to listen as well. Our goal is to make the world a polite place to live while encouraging, and we know we can only do that one person at a time. Remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. Okay. Next week, we would love to have you join us. It is the Sunday prior to Christmas. We're going to be talking about the ultimate gift. The ultimate gift. So you certainly want to be with us on next week, and you're always welcome to join our conversation each time we're on. Also, early voting starts tomorrow, so we want to remind you to do that as well. Early voting begins tomorrow in some of the states, okay? So you have to check out your particular state. We know we have people in different states, different time zones. In fact, I was reminded of that today, that there were a couple time zones that were missing. I generally show Eastern and Central, but I was told we need to add Mountain and Pacific time as well. So we did that as well. So thank you for that. Appreciate it. And just kind of in conclusion here, a lot of times we think that we can handle everything on our own and in our own strength, because after all, we are strong, okay? But, you know, what we've learned tonight is that it is certainly okay to reach out for help, okay? That's what we've been discussing. It's okay. So, you know, whether that's, you know, physical help from counselors and spiritual help from pastors and, you know, the ultimate help, of course, from God, do know that it is okay to reach out for help and receive it. And I know you heard the pastor say it's very difficult to overcome, especially a state of depression, without receiving some type of help. Okay, so it is okay. Again, I hope you've heard something this evening that has encouraged you. And again, thank you so much. Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That happens to be one of my favorite Proverbs, Proverbs 3:3. And, of course, we always remind you and encourage you to make sure that you initiate a form of random act of kindness this week, okay? We can actually do it every day, okay? But again, thank you so much. We look so forward to you joining us on the next episode on next week. And take care. Good night, and God bless.
There is a lot of uncertainty going on in our world today, but you can be certain that Miss Donna, also known as the Etiquette Lady and What Is Etiquette Anyway talk show, will be here to continue to encourage you. Stay safe and be encouraged. You've been listening to What Is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Don't forget to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next time when we will discuss another exciting topic.